Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. I love chocolate, or some really bad news. Well, folks, you remember how Huck Finn's aunt told him he'd die years sooner if he didn't stop smoking? And Huck said, I don't care, because those years wouldn't be any good anyway if I can't smoke. And you know how people say you can't live your life according to scientific research because the findings flip-flop like a beach flounder? Looks this way at first, but a second later looks like a horse or rather a fish of a different color. And you know how people say, why is everything that tastes good bad for your health? Well, here's the really bad news. To avoid the flip and flounder effect, researchers combined the results of 6 studies on eating chocolate so we can have real confidence in these findings. They found that people who ate the most chocolate were 37% less likely to develop coronary heart disease and 29% less likely to have a stroke. And the guys who ate the most chocolate were also big time less likely to develop incident diabetes. Wondering why I say this is bad news? Well, it's bad for my cardiology, neurology, and nephrology colleagues if we take this news seriously and deliciously. Their income is dropping. We'll just have to invite them out for a hot chocolate to cheer them up, won't we? But for the rest of us chocolate lovers, it's Yahoo time! Something that tastes great is terrific for the ticker and the topper and the tinkler system for us guys, anyway. And this wasn't just any old something, but chocolate, the food of the gods in any form whatsoever. Bars, chunks, desserts, drinks, even nutritional supplements. And of course, the darker the better because it has more cocoa. But what if, like a lot of us, you're trying to lose a few pounds? Chocolate typically comes with a lot of fat and thus a supersized calorie count. Well, these new findings fit with lots of prior research showing it's not the fat that helps, but something in the cocoa bean that's used to make chocolate, whatever, is called polyphenols. So here's my secret hot chocolate recipe for all the taste and none of the fat. Put a blob of cocoa powder into a mug, add warm skim milk, an artificial sweetener to taste, and voila! Yahoo time with few calories but polyphenols aplenty. I'm going to make a cup right now. This is Dr. Rich, chocolate and research lover, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.